Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Welcome to Berg Vivant. This is Mike Bazzelli, and I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to tell you about a play we saw the other night at the Lester Hamburg Theater at the City called Grounded.
Grounded, City Theater, yes.
And you can explain what the title means.
Okay,
Grounded. Because it's kind of the plot.
Yes, the title is the plot. Grounded is a story about a woman who was a fighter pilot. And I'm like, I look to you for affirmation.
That's correct.
It is true.
I'll let you know if you make any mistakes.
She was a fighter pilot, and she has an unexpected pregnancy, and goes off to have her child, and then comes back to the war, and finds out that she is now going to be a drone pilot. She won't be up in the cockpit anymore, but down on the ground. Fighting a war from thousands of miles away.
In Afghanistan.
Well, the war was in Afghanistan. Well, yes. And she was stationed in Las Vegas. I don't remember the name of the fort, do you?
It was in a little trailer, I think.
Oh, right.
She was in a drone trailer, and every day she rode through the desert to get to work, and she rode back, and there were some parts in there about what she did in the car to kind of decompress. And
right.
But what was kind of fascinating is that she was looking on the screen when they operate drones. Of course, they look at a screen and have controls. And in 1.2 seconds, they stressed after she does
that
something.
That is crazy.
Isn't that crazy? 1.2 seconds, thousands of miles
like
away.
Like 10,000 miles.
That drone reacts.
The drone reacts in 1.2 seconds. That is amazing to me. There was a lot of great information about the military organization.
There was. I learned a lot, and there were a lot of military terms used in it.
They even there's
had a glossary,
even a glossary in the
playbill, so that you can hear it. But there's the glossary.
In here somewhere.
But it was
in here.
Written by George Brandt.
George Brandt.
And I thought this was kind of amazing. I didn't even know there was an award called the Smith Award, which gives an award.
Smith Award.
And it's specifically an award for plays that are written that are significant to American politics. And as this was a very controversial, the drone issue is a very controversial subject, this made it be considered a political play. So it won the best play in 2012, the Smith Award.
The best play in 2012
With the Smith Award, right.
For you know what? It did bring out a lot of interesting things about the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
And how fighting war, killing people has become like a video game.
But I thought it was significant that she loved the thrill of being a fighter pilot. She loved that.
Being
up in the air. But she couldn't see the results of what she was doing. When she was on a drone screen, she was seeing
she
the results.
Body parts. That's gruesome.
Guilty body parts, she said at one point.
Guilty, which, yes.
But I think for her, I think
there is humor.
Part of
there's it's a dark subject.
Very dark.
But there is humor.
And I think that's what kind of, and I don't think this is a spoiler, that kind of created the change in her, was that it became more personal when she could actually see what was happening.
Exactly.
And the set was, you liked the set a lot.
Yeah, there was like a multimedia thing. The only problem is, it was in the round, and she did a lot of, you know, she has to cheat to be, to so that everybody can could see her.
Right.
You know, there were certain points where I was like, oh, I wish she was facing us right now when she said it.
So you could see her face.
Yeah. There are certain parts where it's like.
Yeah, she played, it was Kelly McAndrew. And she played the role with a lot of intensity, and I think she had to have been exhausted.
Oh,
at the end of every performance, because she was, it was her, and it was nonstop.
90 minutes, no break.
Very, very intense. She was a very, her character was very angry and very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she went through some changes,
right.
She it's maintained
written with
that.
A lot of, new. It's written, though, with a beautiful thing about her child and the husband. I think George Brandt, our playwright, did a marvelous job with the subject. I think he deserves his award. So I'm going to give you the award thing this time.
Oh, I'm allowed to mention the award.
The Smith Award.
He doesn't like awards. I like awards.
It's like, I want to know what I think of the show.
I know. And Jen Thompson was the director. She has directed at the City before. She did... Little Gem there. I don't know if you saw that.
Little Gem. Is that an August Wilson thing? No.
Oh, wait.
I'm thinking Gem of the Ocean.
No, it was not an August Wilson. Oh. But I'm thinking now, I'm wrong.
Oh, okay.
Kelly McAndrew was in Little Gem. She acted in it.
Oh, that's, there we go.
It wasn't that Jen directed it.
Oh, okay.
Caught myself.
You got your ladies mixed up.
I did. I did.
But no, I think it was really... you know, if you're fascinated with military culture, or even if you're not, if you're a pacifist, I think it's a great show because it really brings out, you could certainly back up your opinions when you, as a pacifist, after seeing it. But it was interesting to see how our military is trained and how they behave. And I think George Brandt did a marvelous job with the writing of this show.
I think so, too. And the writing of it was so well done that it really, really made me think about it afterwards. And you and I had a real short conversation afterwards about it. But when I went home that night and I thought some more about it, it gave me a real appreciation for all the things that are going on that I have no idea about. You know, it's like,
there's a lot of that.
Oh my gosh, it's so much we don't know. And even hearing drones, I didn't know that they could watch
or how
on a video screen.
Right.
And her whole life was a video screen because she was at work watching the video screen and she came home. And what did she do with her family?
Yeah, they
watched
TV
every night.
Right.
Which so, I thought was...
like the last thing I would be doing if I had to scare a video
screen all
day.
Yeah.
But
her life
fascinating.
Was...
yeah.
A screen.
I would have liked a more nuanced performance from Kelly McAndrew, but I think it's a really great play.
I think so, too.
And there's a nice multi... oh, I know what you're referring to. There's a nice little multimedia thing where they do show, like, this gray screen putty that she's talking about. It's fascinating. Yeah, no, I think... yes.
Through May 4th. So
Yes.
Get there before May 4th.
Go
by May 4th.
Yes. Fly to Grounded.
fly to Grounded.
I'm sorry. I put puns.
True. You're grounded, so you have to drive.
I'm going to be grounded for that comment. Cheers, everyone.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.